It's the podcast for today, September the 10th, 2020. Mike Powers and Woo Woo. And guess what, Woo Woo?
What's that, Michael?
It's sponsored today, the podcast, by Ashby Orthodontics.
Ooh, I love Dr. Ashby.
Dr. Ashby is a terrific man, and he has corrected my smile. I used to have like a little, like a crooked smile. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the crooked teeth that I had on the bottom, I was always afraid to show them during my smile. But that son of a gun, you know what he did? He not only is he the nicest guy in the world, and not only would he make me smile, even with the not as good teeth, now I'd just be smiling all the time in Dr. Ashby's presence and everybody else's. Holy shit. I'll tell you what. You want true happiness? Have somebody correct your smile for
you. Yes, you got $1 million smile.
Oh, it most certainly is. You know, one day I was walking around Beverly Hills, right? When you can walk around L.A.
Uh-huh.
And I ran into Brad Pitt. And Brad Pitt said to me, God damn, I'd pay so much money for those teeth. I said, Brad Pitt, really? He goes, that's the first thing you notice? He's like, man, people in Hollywood would die for those teeth. I said, oh, thanks, Brad Pitt. And then we went our separate ways.
Yeah.
True story. So, Dr. Ashby, thank you for that. And I would not have had such a beautiful interaction with Brad Pitt if it wasn't for you. Dr. Ashby, AshbyOrthodontics.com. Here's the podcast for September 10th, 2020.
Smile.
It's Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good morning. It's Thursday. We're going to have some more rain today. I got my adult raincoat on.
That looks good, man. I want to talk a little bit more about that adult raincoat, but we have some stuff we have to take care of before that.
Yeah, you got
to
dial that number right now.
Yeah, I'll dial it. Good morning. Getting right into the show today, having to wish Woo Woo's mom some luck and love, and she's got a little surgery today.
Mm-hmm.
Like a medium surgery, right? Say medium.
I mean, everything's big to her.
Yeah. Let's see what's happening here.
Hello.
Mr. Excitement, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Daddy, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear your mother's checking in right now.
Oh, she is?
Can we talk to the patient for just a hot second?
She's literally with the check-in people right now.
Oh.
Darn. What's the surgery again? What kind of surgery is it?
Jesus, woo-woo.
Here she is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Mommy.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the radio with us.
She's coming.
Oh. So you're on the radio with us then, Mr. Excitement.
Hi.
Hey, Mommy.
Hi, hello.
Hey, Peggy. Hi.
Yes.
Oh, jeez. You all right?
I'm a nervous wreck. No, I'm a nervous wreck.
You're going to be fine.
No, I don't. I hope and pray.
I'm
just so scared.
Oh, Peggy.
I keep having to go to the bathroom. It's just nerves.
Yeah.
And I cry.
What kind of surgery is it again? Explain to everybody what you're having.
I'm having a cervical fusion because I have severe arthritis in my spine.
Mm.
It's C4, 5, and 6. And I guess what I'm nervous about is I have to wear this collar.
That's what you're nervous about, the collar? The aftermath?
I'm nervous about everything, Michael.
You're going to be fine.
Peggy.
I don't like wearing turtlenecks. I don't like wearing scarves. I don't like wearing... Anytime I have something... up around my neck, I feel like I'm going to be strangled.
I understand.
I have this collar on.
Okay, one thing at a time. Do the surgery, get through that, and then get through wearing the collar.
Let's not worry about the turtleneck situation just yet. Here's what
no,
we need to do.
No, they put the collar on right after the surgery.
So listen. I read an article today. It was a what to wear article, and they said these turtleneck dresses are coming back. You're going to be good to go. I know you don't like them. I know you don't, but sometimes we wear things. Sometimes we wear things. And we put ourselves through so much pain just to be stylish, Peggy.
My wedding dress, for example.
Right. Yeah. And then the marriage, for example. The dress and then the marriage. The whole thing. It's painful for Woo Woo to look back on. Dress, marriage. And here she is now, looking fantastic in the adult raincoat I bought her for her birthday. Now, Peggy, listen to me. I want you to focus on the task at hand, which is first this surgery, okay? Which we know you're going to get through.
Stop interrupting.
Which I know you're going to get through because nothing brings down Miss Peggy Young. The heart, the soul, the energy. They want, of course they want you. We all want you. We all want you. We love you. We're praying.
Bye.
Aw, your mom. I love her so much. She's so sweet.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
She keeps calling it a cervical fusion.
But it's a neurosurgeon doing the...
I thought it was cervical. Isn't that down below? Wouldn't it be a spinal fusion? Cervical fusion? I don't know. I'm going to have to Google this.
No, it sounds... I think I understand what she's doing.
I don't know. Everybody just pray for her. And if you hear loud noises coming from a Norfolk General, that's my mom.
Well, listen. Here's what we want you to pray for. Do not pray for the actual surgery itself.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for her in the turtleneck device that she has to wear afterwards. Because she hates turtlenecks. She hates anything around her neck.
Okay, no, that's correct. Cervical spinal fusion.
There it is. That's
a surgery that joins selected bones in the neck.
My daughter had it.
Yeah.
Spinal fusion, mm-hmm. Double spinal fusion for her scoliosis.
Now I'm Googling cervical fusion collar. Ooh. Mm.
Oh, it's bad?
Oh.
Let me see a picture.
Yikes. She's not going to like that.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Peggy in space. No way. She has to wear that?
Ooh, for 3 months. Mommy, if you can hear us, run.
You know what that is? That's a turtleneck of the future. That's not even a turtleneck. That's a turtleneck of the future. That's the kind of stuff that you'd wear because you're half man and half robot.
Wow.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yikes.
She's going to get through it.
You know what, though? She'll be happy that her, this gobble will just be pushed up.
Right. That's true. Yeah. That is, she's got a thing about that. She's going to be good. You want to know why? She has that little bit of a, hunch. Now, with her walk,
it'll straighten her spine.
This will straighten her out. Actually, I think I think she'll appreciate that.
Well,
in the
thanks
long
for
run.
Calling her because when I woke up this morning, I had two texts from my dad. Please call your mother before surgery. She's very nervous.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, I would hope you would call her.
Of course, I'll call her.
All right. Good.
Just called her.
Good. Good. Just like you knew what she was getting done.
You know what I want to know, though?
What?
Does my dad text my other siblings? Like, does he text my brothers and my sister at 4 a.m.?
No. You want to know why?
Maybe. Mommy's surgery is this morning. Call to wish her good luck.
Just you?
Just on the, me.
Not a
just
group
me.
Text?
Not a group text.
Tell you why that is. I met your family.
Because I'm the favorite. I know.
No. It has nothing to do with that. Because you have emotion. I think your brothers listen?
No, they don't listen.
Zero emotion. like real human emotion. Uh-huh. I feel things. I live in things.
Yeah.
You have it. So you'll make that kind of phone call and you'll say the right things. Like you'll cheer her up.
Mm-hmm.
You'll
make her laugh.
Right. Your sister.
Yeah.
She's an emotional person. Don't get me wrong.
Like, I feel like she loves people.
Yeah. But I feel like she does love people.
Yeah.
It's just, she's just got her own thing going on. Mm-hmm. And she's pregnant, man.
Yeah.
She's pregnant with two babies in her stomach.
Yeah.
You understand?
How that happened?
Yeah, I don't know, man. The Lord done said, you can fit two babies in that stomach, baby. That's how I used to think when I was a kid. Oh, I guess she's got more room in her stomach. Yeah, Woo Woo sister's having twins. But, got one baby in there, but look at all that extra space. Take another one. The Lord giveth another one. That's what I used to believe when I was little. That screwed up. It's like when it was thunder and lightning out. God's bowling. That's what I believed.
I just want you to do that voice again. Take another one.
Take another baby. The Lord giveth another baby. Oh, look at that big belly. Triplets? Here you go. Yes. And God's bowling.
Wait, somebody tell them to put us on in the OR for Peggy, please.
Oh, imagine this in the OR.
Put us on in the OR at Norfolk General for peg leg.
The surgery didn't go well. Why? The doctors were laughing their ass off the whole surgery. They loved Mike's God humor. Oh, the things I believed when I was a child. Now I know it's all an illusion. Oh, so don't worry about any of it. Well, this is all the Matrix. It's not even
luck,
happening.
Good luck, Peggy. Good luck.
Right. Hey, you want to do a little radio DJ segue here? Hey, I hope this surgery goes off without a bang. Stacks and stacks of hot tracks. 6:26 in the morning. It's Mike and Woo. Peggy, we love you. Good luck today. AJR of the point. Yeah.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around. And the rumpus and ruckus are comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow.
My body wants
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning.
And I'm going to give my body what it wants.
On 94.9, The Point.
Y'all giving your body what it wants, what it needs, what it desires.
Yeah, baby.
I hope so. You deserve it. 6:46 in the morning.
What a fun morning already. I woke up like ready to start the day. I had a good night.
Yeah, you look good in that adult rain jacket, I might say. That's a beautiful gift. Who gave that to you?
You did, Daddy.
Oh, are you enjoying it?
Mm-hmm.
Looks good. It's sleek.
I'll talk about it later, but I had my daughter's softball practice last night out at Salem Elementary School.
Oh, cool. You're right by me.
I was right by you.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You gotta tell me these things.
It's so funny.
I'll come sit out there with you.
Come on out. I'm not used to venturing to, like, you know, outside of my 3-mile radius.
Yeah, your little Norfolk area.
My little Norfolk area. So I'm like, I'm map questing out to Salem yesterday. I'm like, where the heck am I?
Well, when you live in Virginia Beach, I mean, you got to drive 10 minutes to get to everywhere. You understand? Like, where I live in Kempsville, I could bike up to, you know, a shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere else, got to hop in that car. It's like 10 minutes away. You, I feel like you have your little 3-mile radius that you hang in, where you can scooter somewhere or something.
Oh, I can scooter. I can walk.
Right. But then if you leave that realm.
It's scary.
Yes. It's like traveling the Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah.
It's like Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't get to where you want to get till the third movie. Norfolk's tough for that.
We'll talk about the adult raincoat and softball later, but you've got something else you want to mention?
Oh, well, let's do messages to Mike and Woo, because we have a couple of timely messages, and we're trying to do that. We're trying to be conscious of all the messages we're getting so we connect with y'all.
Let's do it. We just got a letter.
It is time for messages to Mike and Woo Woo. And now here are Michael Kenneth Powers and Mary Catherine Woo Woo.
Thank you, Indian Siri on my phone. He's doing such a good job as our new voice guy. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that very much. All right, Woo Woo, let's get to that one first, the one that you have.
Okay.
Because we just had your mom on a couple of minutes ago wishing her good luck. She's having a surgery today. And what's the surgery she's, I don't know the exact name of it.
It's a cervical spine fusion.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got to wear this collar around her neck for 3 months. And you would think, like, the surgery, Dr. Dana Atkins is her surgeon. You would think that the surgery, you know, would be more worrisome than the collar that she has to wear post-cervical fusion.
That's what she's worried about.
But she's worried about this collar. Like, my mom's not worried about being put under and having surgery. She's worried about when she wakes up and has to walk around wearing this neck brace for 3 months.
There's two ways to look at that, right? There's the, not worried about the surgery. I'm already past it. I've already manifested that I'm going to beat it. It's just the damn collar I'm worried about. So that could be a positive thing. And then the other thing is she's crazy. So, whatever. We got a message.
We did, from Nancy. Nancy said, "Good morning. I just heard about your mom's surgery on the radio. I'm an OR nurse for neurosurgery, and we do those all the time. Please tell your mom the collar is nothing to worry about. Right after the surgery, she will be so doped up, she won't even care. And there's multiple post-surgical collars that they will fit for her and be comfortable with."
Oh, like a stylish one.
Nancy said, "I work in Newport News, but she will be fine and in great hands at Sentara Norfolk General."
Beautiful.
So that's fine.
Yeah, that makes me happy. See, look, just like that. Already feel a little bit better. She wasn't really worried about the surgery, though. Again, it was the damn collar.
It's the collar. And look, we Googled these cervical fusion, you know, collars, or what she's got to wear post-surgery, what we think it is.
Oh, my God. Peggy of the future.
I know.
That's what she looks like.
It's, you know, I think what worries my mom more is the fact that, you know, my mom loves to move and go and drive and estate sales. And she's up the stairs. She's down the stairs. She goes to the grocery store. She's flitting around town. And now that's going to come to an end.
Isn't that the son of a you-know-what about getting old?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we can't do what we used to do sometimes. And I think we're at that age, you and I, right now, where there are certain things that don't feel the same way they used to. You know, there are certain things in your mind that you think you can do, but your body won't cooperate.
I can still do the splits. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, do you not walk in here every other day after your runs?
Mike Powers, my knees.
Oh, yeah.
My knees. What kind of shoes do you got again? What kind of shoes do I need to get? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
No, you're right. My knees and my back. Oh, God, I sound so old. Yeah,
you know what? You're halfway through that one song.
My knees and my back. You're right. It's true.
Your neck and then one more thing. And then that's it. It's over.
That does need to get a workout. feeling a little...
Yeah, that's what stinks, man. Like, that's the lesson in life. You cannot get attached to anything.
No.
To anything, because it's all for a limited time only. It's only for a little bit.
But then do you take it the other way and you say, okay, if you can't get attached to anything, it's only for a little bit, a limited window of time. I hate to sound cliche, do you live life to the fullest?
You do your best to live life to the fullest with the means you have. And you just try to enjoy it. You try to enjoy it. Like when you lose something, for example, the movement of your neck. Like your mom, she's going to be in this thing for like 3 months.
She's going to lose the movement of her neck.
For like 3 months. So, I mean, once you get through that whole turtleneck, robotic turtleneck thing she's got to wear.
Peggy of the future.
Peggy of the future. Maybe she'll get around a little bit better.
Maybe
she'll be a little taller. Maybe she'll be a baller. Maybe she'll find a girl that looked good she could call her. A rabbit, a hat, a bat, 6'4", and Paula.
Thanks, CeeLo.
Just saying. So,
was that CeeLo? What rapper
CeeLo.
Was that?
CeeLo. You nailed Thank it. You. Yeah, CeeLo. We should play that song.
Uh-huh.
We should play that song.
We should play that song.
Let me see if we have that song.
Is it CeeLo?
It's CeeLo, yeah.
But I'm getting confused with my rappers, because who's the other? Aren't there two CeeLos?
This is why there's drugs for focus, kids.
No, CeeLo Green is
CeeLo,
like the...
CeeLo.
CeeLo?
CeeLo. That's his name.
CeeLo.
CeeLo. There he is.
CeeLo.
We have it? Oh, you son of a gun.
CeeLo. S-K-E-E. Yes.
CeeLo.
CeeLo.
Let's see here. How come I can't play it? Do I have to change the category?
Yeah, you might have to pull it up from the internet.
That bums me out.
Do you realize that we really need a prescription?
Yeah, I know. We need more than one prescription.
What were we even talking about?
Your mom's surgery.
Oh, okay, that's right.
And how CeeLo was going to operate on her or something like that. I don't know.
Yes, Peggy, we'd like you to meet your surgeon. Dr. Adkins. No, it's Dr. CeeLo.
Guys, we're just having a conversation in here with microphones. That's all this is. That's all this is. Kids, you want to be on the radio? It's all you do. You walk in and you talk about your life and you talk about what's going on in the world. You give an opinion, whether it's popular or unpopular.
Okay, find the song.
I'm finding it. I'm just telling kids that anything's possible.
Okay, this song was from...
Even with ADD.
1995.
Yeah.
CeeLo, I wish. Do you want to know that it was nominated for a Grammy for Best Rap Solo Performance? Did it win, though?
Did it?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it did. It was a great song, though.
Best.
Very, very creative. Hang on, I got to get through an ad.
Okay.
Coming up here in just a couple minutes, your requests and messages in CeeLo from 1995.
I wonder if people are waiting for this.
No, they're not. We lost everybody. But it's a pandemic, and it's uncertain times. And in these uncertain times, you know what we need?
What?
We just got a letter.
CeeLo! Oh, where is he? There he is. All right. Mike and Woo in the morning, hot off the request lines. It's The Point.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4" baller. I wish I was like 6'9" so I can get with Leo. She, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked it off. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls, and me, I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, but you're in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, quick, got 6'6 to my
my stomach, overcoming by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit and a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit and a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I had a brand new car. So far, I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an A-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And if you wanna know what's really whack, see, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of Rito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 into the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller.
It's Thursday.
I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all.
News coming up in a little bit. One more verse to go. We hope you're enjoying this as much as we are.
Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, the Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller.
Skilo, 94.9 The Point. Mike and Woo in the morning.
Never
Happy
thought
Thursday.
I heard those words.
That was fun. That was fun. Coming up with the news and then the homeschool hotline. Call, leave your messages regarding school in these uncertain times. Oh!
They play my favorite artists. They play my favorite songs.
Rain on me soon.
Love the variety.
94.9 The Point. It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Before Woo gives you the news, I just want to say we are going to do the Mike and Woo homeschool hotline coming up in just a little bit right after the news. I'm telling you, we got to move the time back. 7:20.
Okay, 7:20. 7:22.
Because usually we're into the news earlier.
Okay.
So that would make more sense.
7:22 then.
Because then we got the news and we'll have that there.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the hour, kind of a little bit over,
okay.
And then the other one at the...
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. Woo-woo with the news at 7:15 now.
Yeah, good morning. It is a wet and rainy start to your day, September 10th. It's Thursday, high of 84 today, and we are celebrating a national holiday. Today is National TV Dinner Day.
Swanson Hungry Man TV Dinner. Little taste of prison right there in your own home. But it's an honest product. It's TV Dinner. They're telling you, TV Dinner. Stare at the screen and chew. Do not look down.
You ever have TV dinners?
You know, I never had like the adult TV dinner, but when I was a kid, I loved the blue packaging of the Kid Cuisine TV dinner.
Oh yeah. I like the original, like in the tinfoil TV dinner. It was a, what did I like? The Salisbury steak.
Ugh.
Oh God, it's so gross. Salisbury steak with the corn, which I didn't eat. And then the mashed potatoes on the other side and in the middle, in the back middle, which the corn would always get into when you were making them, the brownie. That brownie was so damn good.
Ew.
Oh, it was something to look for.
Ew.
It was such an important part of our childhood. God, it made our parents go, Hey, look how lazy we can be as parents. This is so simple. TV
it's
dinner.
Awesome.
All right. Well, enjoy your TV dinners today, everybody.
Also this morning, some local news. Virginia Beach Public Schools announced yesterday they will not be able to start in-person learning. It'll start 2 weeks later than planned. They had hoped for September 22nd. But yesterday they announced that they need more time to hire teachers and iron out schedules.
Wow.
Which is kind of, I guess, good news because at least they're thinking about sending the kids back.
Yeah, I think the schools that have already opened up.
I mean, we got to send these kids back.
They're the people that care the most.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're taking care of kids that aren't theirs and getting paid nothing for it. So these are the nicest people in the entire world. They're gonna look out for you, and they're gonna do what's in your best interest.
I again cannot thank our teachers enough out there, faculty, staff, everybody behind the scenes, making sure that these kids can Zoom and Parent View and Class Dojo and all the things that they're doing right now from home.
Yeah,
cannot thank you enough. My son's kindergarten teacher. I mean, not only does she have the patience of the saint when it's in person, but trying to teach kindergarten over a computer.
You didn't think that would be harder to try to corral a bunch of 5-year-olds.
Oh my gosh.
You know, on a Zoom call. But it is harder than actually in person.
It's crazy. So
at least
fingers
there
crossed.
You can lasso them and
I know.
Keep them together.
Crack the whip.
Right.
Also this morning, the NFL is back. 1 in 7 Americans plan to gamble on the NFL this year, and the top teams that gamblers expect to win the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
The Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Ravens, the Bengals, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, and 49ers. The NFL football returns tonight with the Texans taking on the Chiefs. And the annual survey found close to 1 in 7 Americans plan to gamble on at least one game this year. 13% of us will put money down on NFL football.
All right.
Are you going to watch?
No, probably not.
No?
I don't know. It's kind of fallen out of love with football in the last few years. I mean, I've watched it my whole life. I've loved the Giants my whole life. And just can't get into it anymore.
No.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Maybe I'll start watching for us.
Too many commercials. I'll probably watch once hockey's over.
You know what I like to is.
But I don't want it to be over.
Is hockey. Joe Buck a football announcer or a baseball?
Both.
Because I love him.
Ugh.
I love Joe Buck.
I don't want to be negative.
I'm watching football just for Joe Buck.
Told myself this morning, don't be negative
today.
Okay,
don't be negative then.
But I'm going to be because you mentioned Joe Buck.
No, let's end on a high note because I've got something good that you'll really like.
I love that guy, Joe Buck. What a great wig. And his beard, it looked great when he had it. Does he still have it?
He still has a little stubble.
Okay.
I love you, Joe Buck.
I love you too.
Okay, and finally, 29 years ago today, do you know what song dropped on the radio 29 years ago today?
I don't, but hit this button and you'll tell me.
Hit the button.
Nirvana, 29 years?
Isn't that crazy?
Seventh grade, I guess? Yeah. Eighth grade? I don't even know.
1991, this song dropped on the radio.
Wow. People don't realize, like, how much this changed music.
Mm-hmm.
Things went back to, like, these really intense guitar parts to 3-chord songs and Green Day. Crazy, man.
Sorry 29. If I made you feel old, but 29 years ago today, Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit was dropped on the radio.
I felt old before I got here today. That just solidified it. That was it right there. But I look young. I look young.
You look good.
I look good. All right, 7:20 in the morning. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to do it. We are going to check our messages for today's homeschool hotline. What is the number, Woo-Woo?
It's 965-2368. Call, leave a message. We'll play them coming up shortly.
That's right. Any school-related message, we got you. Vent away.
Helping you get through school during these uncertain times. It's the Mike and Woo-Woo homeschool hotline.
Yeah, here we are. Homeschool hotline time. 965-2368. Yeah, we know it's a weird number. We know it's not easy to remember. But we have it nonetheless. And it's for you to call and vent about school. Talk about your school experience. Maybe shout out a teacher. Maybe shout out a student. Maybe shout out your kid that is a student. Maybe shout out your kid that's a teacher.
And
do
let your kids call too. Like,
yes.
We loved it. Earlier in the week, we got so many calls from little kids who were so excited to go back to school their first day. So pass the phone to your kids. Let them call. Let them leave a message.
Yeah, yeah. I almost called yesterday. I really did. I
really?
Was just like, yeah, yeah. I was sitting around. I was like, maybe I'll call. I had nothing to do, you know. I was like, maybe I'll call the homeschool hotline and just, you know, mess around.
Well, we got some calls yesterday, but there's just one in particular I'd like to focus on.
Okay.
And again, the number to call is 965-2368. It's open 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
But we got this one message yesterday, and we came in this morning. Listen to it.
And this is it. Like, it's all we need to do.
I just want to play this one.
Okay, here we go. Take a listen.
Hey, this is Bill from Chesapeake. I just want to give a shout-out to all the teachers and other parents out there, as well as the students, especially the students, and especially my two, Ethan and Jillian. This year is definitely a unique year. Going into the unknown, nobody knows what's going to happen with prom or any of the dances, the formals, or graduation, or anything like that. So it's definitely something that I've never experienced in my lifetime. And I just want to commend our students for the courage they have going into this year and doing all this online. So great job, guys. Keep it up, and hopefully things get better.
The thing about that one that I really liked, and I'm glad we just played that one, because he thought like a kid for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us are going day by day, you know, just trying to get through the day. A kid goes back to school and thinks, oh my God, is my prom going to be canceled?
Yeah.
Oh my God, are we going to have a homecoming? Oh my God. You know, like, your window is limited for things like football and cheerleading and dance team and, you know, whatever it is you play. And kids got to be really sweating that stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not just thinking about school. They are thinking about stuff like that.
Well, I mean, think about every student, but then think about the students who this is their senior year of high school.
Mm.
You know, when your senior year of high school is being spent in your bedroom, at your desk, in your kitchen, at the counter.
Yeah.
You know, you're not getting to do the fall sports that you look forward to do every year.
Yeah.
And then it's that unknown. Like, are we going to go back? I mean, when I went into a Starbucks this morning to get my coffee, my baristas know me very well because they see me every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, Mary Catherine, how much longer do you think this will last? And I was like, well, I hope only 9 weeks. Like it says, you know, this is a 9-week homeschooling schedule.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then it extended today in Virginia Beach. So, like, decisions like that are day by day. But as adults, that's how we handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But harken back to when you were a kid and you're thinking about these little tiny windows that it really is the best time of your life. It's the most stress-free time of your life. And we were so worried, and it's been nice, don't get me wrong, about like professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
So worried about that. But really, we should have been worried about, or we should be worried about, kids playing sports.
Yeah.
Because that'll be it for them. Mm-hmm. They're not gonna most kids aren't gonna grow up to be professional athletes, but it's a cool thing to get to do when you're a kid. And the fact that they don't get to do it, their outlets are very limited right now. And we think we need them as adults when we're getting caught in our own crap and our own selves. Think about these kids and what they're going through and the things they don't get to do. It really puts perspective on everything,
well,
doesn't it?
It's a lot of weight, too.
Oh,
it's a lot of weight to carry as a child to think, am I going to get to have graduation? Will I get to go to prom?
I know.
Am I going to, you know, see my friend? I mean, my daughter is, like, missing her friends like crazy.
Yeah, it's really weird. And I see it, too, because my kid is, one kid's gone to school, one's staying home. And the one that's going to school, she's doing great. You know, she's, her spirits seem to be lifted. You know, she's got a little more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's having human interaction, real interaction. I mean, as close as we can get at this point in time.
From 6 feet away.
But still, it's still a connectability with another human being, which is very, very nice. So, yeah, I mean, that was a great message.
I like that call, Bill. Bill from Chesapeake.
Bill, good job. So, if you want, you can leave profound messages at that number, 965-2368. Or you could just be silly, or you could just give a shout out. We don't care. Just call it. Connect with us. All right?
965-2368.
Because if there's anything we've learned, because it's in every single commercial and every single phrase, during these uncertain times, we need each other. Still, even though we're sick of hearing that, we still do need each other. And why do we need each other, Woo Woo? Because of
these uncertain times?
Correct.
Hear us at the beach, in your backyard, on the deck, or anywhere you go on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com.
And beyond. Mike and Woo Woo in the morning. 4.9.
Good morning. Yeah, it was weird when you said 29 years ago. Today, Nirvana dropped. It smells like Teen Spirit. This is off that album, too. Isn't that crazy?
It's wild to think that was 29 years ago, 1991.
All y'all that were born, that must really hurt. Not young like us. Wink, wink. 7:55 in the morning, it's The Point. So I blogged about this. I thought this was a really interesting article. In most of my blogs, I'm finding stuff and I'll put it up there that I think people would dig.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like this article because I like nostalgic things. And this is perfect. 35 specific things that were once normal, but that we'll all forget about in 10 years. And here's the first example that pulled me into the article. It's on BuzzFeed. It's also at pointradio.com. Go check it out for the complete list. We'll go over a couple of them here. Looking up movie times in the newspaper.
Oh, my gosh.
It just hit me right away, and I went, oh, my God. And then my brain went to, I remember when I didn't have the newspaper, I'd pick up the phone, the landline, and I would call the movie theater and wait forever. And it was the longest process.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Titanic, rated PG-13, starring so-and-so and so-and-so and Leonardo DiCaprio, with showtimes at 9:45, 10 o'clock, 10:45, 11:15, 11:30 in 3D. It's like, and it would just go on and on until midnight.
Yeah.
And you'd have to sit there through the whole entire thing. Unbelievable. What attracted you on the list?
I think the printing out directions.
Oh!
I remember when I used to go to MapQuest, like when I was a teenager, you know, when you first start driving.
Mm.
And you're like, hey, Dad, I'm going to go to my friend Cassie's house at the beach. Can you print me out directions?
Crazy.
My dad would print out directions and I'd like tape them or tack them up to the front seat.
MapQuest.
Yeah, MapQuest. You'd MapQuest them out and then you'd print them.
You know, it was the worst when we would have to print directions for a long family trip. I mean, we would kill entire forests. I mean, paper just stacked because it would just print everything, not just the directions, the advertisements, the whole entire
everything.
Thing.
I remember when I would go visit my sister. She went to East Carolina University, so down in Greenville, North Carolina.
Forget about it.
I'm like, Daddy, hey, don't forget, come home on your lunch break because we're leaving Friday to go down to ECU for the football game. Can you bring home the directions? And my dad would just lay a book on the counter.
I know. He walks in. He's like, here, this is for you. What is that? Is that Walden by Ralph Waldo Emerson? Is that a novel?
No, these are directions to East Carolina.
Oh, okay. It's like War and Peace. No, directions. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy that we don't have to do that anymore.
I know. And just those two things alone, and I want to talk about a couple more. But think about the time that we save now, and we're all complaining still, like, oh, we have so much to do. But to look up a movie time, that's like a 20-minute process back in the day. Now you just click on an app on your phone. There's still the movies, right? Yeah, we're back to the movies. And we complain it's such a bad time, like we're losing this and this and this in the environment. But, like, think about how many trees we're saving.
I know.
You know, sometimes we don't look at the positives in some of this stuff.
It's really cool. I'm glad you blogged about this. You can go to Mike's blog, pointradio.com. It's 35 extremely specific things that were once so normal, but we will forget about in 10 years.
I want you to pick another one. I'm going to pick another one here. Remember when you used to get crank called, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when you'd pick up the phone and nobody was there and you'd freak out because you thought you were going to get murdered? Star 69.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you like that? Star 69.
That's weird because it couldn't show up on the caller ID.
That's right.
Yes.
When caller ID became a thing and you looked and you went, wonder what that is.
I don't recognize that number.
A strange number. Star 69.
Can you still do that?
I don't know.
Does it still work?
Star 69. I doubt it. But maybe it does because there are people in rural America, right?
Uh-huh. I want to try
it. They probably just have landlines. Or no, I don't know.
I would try it on you. I'll try it on you later. Okay,
yeah.
Something else I found on this list.
Yeah, what would you like?
Ordering clothes from a catalog.
Something really fun about that.
I used to love getting the Delia's catalog
when
I was in middle school. Delia's, remember that store, ladies?
I don't.
Oh, my gosh. It was like a teeny bopper store. Delia's catalog would come, and I would just circle. I would go through all the pages and just circle everything I wanted or take a highlighter through it. And then, like, the L.L. Bean catalog would come every, like, summer.
Yeah.
You know, before you go back to school. And I remember just ripping out pages, circling the backpacks I wanted.
Mm. This isn't on the list, but it's just, again, you mentioned one of these things. Next thing you know, you start to go on a roll. The Sears catalog. Do you remember getting the damn Sears catalog? That thing was, this is a phone book. And inside this phone book was everything you wanted for Christmas. Whether you were an adult, whether you were a child, whether you were a baby, if you were an old person, it had everything. Had everything. For me, mm-hmm. you went in, you looked at the Transformers and the G.I. Joes. For my sister, she went in, looked at My Little Ponies and Barbies. And then when I got it back, I might have looked at the bra section. But I'm just saying, that was a big deal back then. And it's so crazy to think about. Now these catalogs are all online.
I love it. Mm. It's a really good list. 35 extremely specific things that were once so normal, but we will all forget about in 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody just commented, too, and we'll get to that tomorrow on the show because we're kind of packed up today. And I didn't see the whole comment. It just flashed up on my Facebook live stream talking about Halloween rules and being canceled and the post that we have.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, let's bring that up tomorrow because it's sad, right?
I know. I don't even want to think about it. Here's one more thing before we go to commercial.
Sure.
Choosing a cell phone plan based on free weekends. Remember that?
Oh.
It's like, I got to go with Verizon. The weekends are free.
Unbelievable, right? And then you were like, don't make any weekday calls. Don't make any weekday calls. I remember sending a text message and being charged for it. Do you remember getting your first text message?
Oh, yeah.
I remember it like it was yesterday. And again, I thought someone was going to kill me. I thought someone was stalking me because I didn't know what it was. I had a Nokia phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty late to the game with cell phones. And I'm holding it. And I'm in Las Vegas. And I'm in one of the sports ESPN zones or mm-hmm. something like that. Watching the New York Islanders in, it might have been like the 2000 playoffs, okay? And it's game one or game two. I'm sitting there in the front row by myself. And Sean Bates used to play for the Islanders. He scored 2 goals in the game. And I'm like, yes, this is awesome. And then all of a sudden, my phone makes a weird buzz. Like, I wasn't sure what was going on. And I picked it up, and it said, Bates, in capital letters, !! And I went, who the hell's watching me? It was my sister sending me a text message.
Wow.
And it was foreign to me. What the hell is this?
Yeah, it's crazy when you think back to those times.
So fun. So if you want to have a good time and have a great dinner conversation with your friends and your family tonight, definitely go to pointradio.com and check out the 35 things that used to be so normal that we're going to forget about in 10 years.
Waking up the 7 cities and beyond, it's Mike and Woo Woo.
Together, we can rule the galaxy.
It's a trap.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Woo Woo? You claim I have inspired you.
Yes.
And I want to know how, again, I have inspired you.
Okay, well, I was laying in bed last night.
Okay.
That's not how you inspired me.
Oh, I was about to say, this is about to get really good, better than I thought.
No, so I was laying in bed last night, and I was waiting for Dan to send me an email. I was waiting for the butt doctor to send me an email.
Right.
And I have a Gmail account, and nothing was coming through. And he's like, I emailed it to you. I sent it to you. And I'm like refreshing, no email. Then he's like, fine, I'll just text it to you. So he texted it to me. But then I went like down a rabbit hole thinking, well, now I've got to change my password because something's wrong with my email.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
And to me, like, passwords are the hardest thing for me to remember. In the notes section on my iPhone, I actually keep my passwords there just to keep them organized.
Well, don't lose your phone.
I know, I can't. But because, I mean, honestly, how many of us can relate? We're constantly being asked for a password.
You don't store them in the password section of the phone now?
Well, sometimes I do, and you know, you put your thumb over the thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've got a password for my work email, a password for my personal email, a password for Facebook, for Instagram, for TikTok, all these things.
The problem is, though, and I do the same thing, the problem is when you have to make the change, because mm-hmm. sometimes you're forced to make the change.
Yeah.
You know, like this, you're just being careful. But sometimes, you know, like our work email, we got to change every month or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you forget to rewrite it into your notes.
It's just tough. And now throw in virtual schooling. And, you know, I've got to have a password for Class Dojo. I've got to have a password for Parent View. I've got to have all these Google, Zoom passwords.
We're running out of passwords.
It's ridiculous. So last night I'm laying in bed and I'm like, I need to reset my password. But what can I make it to where, A, I'll remember it tomorrow morning, B, I'll just remember it in general.
Uh-huh.
And C, I need to make it something that's like, it can't be the, usually I use like the street I grew up on, but I've used that so much.
Yeah, you got to move on.
So I was like, well, Mike Powers uses Star Wars character names.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just use a Star Wars character name.
You didn't.
And that's what I did.
Shut up.
So now my new Gmail email, my password is a Star Wars character name followed by some numbers.
Wow.
Yes. But that's all because of you, because you said
Luke Skywalker
was your password for everything.
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, because you put the numbers on the end to make it unique.
Yes.
You know, you put your favorite number, or you can put your house address, whatever, whatever it is, just to make it unique. Because if somebody knows you, they might think, oh, he likes Star Wars, so let me try a bunch of Star Wars characters. And then you trick them with the number.
With the number.
And the other thing that I really like to do is I like to answer the questions, because there's always a question now. Now you log into something and there's 17 questions. What's your mother's maiden name? You know what my mother's maiden name is? Luke Skywalker.
What's the name of the street you grew up on?
Luke Skywalker Street. What was the name of the pet you had growing up? Luke Skywalker. But I didn't have a pet named Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. See, the thing is, what pet was really mine? That's the problem when you're trying to remember this stuff. Was it my goldfish, Bert and Ernie, when I was a kid? Were those my first pets? Was it Harry, my stuffed animal that was a big, you know, big teddy bear? Did I consider him a real pet? Was it Perrette the dog?
But do you want to know?
My grandma's dog. So I can't remember. That's why Luke Skywalker was the best thing to answer.
It's the answer for everything.
Security questions.
Well, it's funny because maybe a year or two ago, before COVID, we went to the Norfolk Forum and saw like a speaker give a lecture on cybersecurity. A really intelligent woman. I cannot remember her name, but it was a part of the Norfolk Forum. And she actually got on stage and spoke about passwords and security and how you shouldn't give those answers. So like when it asks for your mother's maiden name, you shouldn't say Carlton. When it asks for the street you grew up on, you shouldn't say Manchester. She actually suggested having a universal answer to every question.
I knew that before she
did. Yes, but it's so smart to do because they're collecting data and information when they do that.
That's right. That's right. So they'll know how to get to your mother.
Yes, so you were ahead of the game answering Luke Skywalker to everything.
And I know what y'all are thinking right now. Mike Powers, now that we know that, we're going to Luke Skywalker the hell out of you. You can't, because I changed it to Superman. Or was it Clark Kent? So devious with my security questions and passwords, aren't I?
Well, I just want to say thank you for that.
You're very, very welcome. It's a great thing. You'll never, ever forget it. And you got to get them with the numbers on the end, too. The numbers are unique to you. Luke Skywalker is something you'll always remember. So those two things you never forget. And always answer your security questions with the same answer. Ready? I'm going to test you. Who was your best friend when you were a kid?
Luke Skywalker.
Perfect. Perfect. I would have accepted Clark Kent as well, Woo Woo.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.
Get out of here now!